Today on our Tech for Business podcast, Andrew, our customer strategy advisor, joins us to unravel the complexities of strategic planning for government agencies.
Could Tip pick any movie, keep one actor in the movie, and the rest are Muppets? What is a movie you would pick or want to see? Mm-hmm. I think recently, because I've like made a list of movies that I want to like rewatch, would either be Die Hard, and you keep Bruce Willis, and like, so you have like an Alan Rickman and everybody else, all of the henchmen are Muppets, or you keep Alan Rickman so the main villain is a Muppet, or is a human,
human,
and then like you have a Bruce Willis like hero puppet.
Oh my gosh! So funny.
Or Scarface. I think that would be kind of funny in Muppet form.
But then it totally keeps the same tone too.
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
Actor for actor replacement. Yeah, and you obviously keep Al Pacino and as Tony Montana. As the human and everybody else is Muppets.
I'm trying to think of like a good, because you came up with some amazing, like intense action heavy movies. I'm trying to think of like a weird romance movie.
I can see like Love Actually.
Yeah.
Like a Muppet holding the sign.
Yes, that's such a good one. Oh my goodness. That is such a good one. Oh, good. Wow. Some classic
Disney ones, like you could do like Princess Diaries.
I don't know how I'm going to transition this into government, but Princess Diaries, Monarchy. We're talking a little bit about government today. Andrew is joining us, and we talk a lot about tech solutions on this podcast, but I'm excited to branch out to more of the business side of it today. And I like starting off with kind of a broad overview, and specifically what government agencies, what their biggest challenges are, what's really unique to them when we talk about technology planning.
Yeah, the first thing that comes up is, in my mind when I think about it, is usually how more restrained the budget is and how much planning there is that goes into it. Most organizations, if they have a, January to December budget, I have several meetings on the schedule for, traditional businesses, architecture firms, religious organizations. They're usually planning around now. I propose a budget, we work on the budget, we talk about it, we refine that budget, then they take that to a board or a committee, and it's approved, you're ready to go January 1. The thing I'm learning about cities is that they start that process in about May or June, because they have smaller subcommittees that need to be worked, reworked. Then it needs to go to city council, and then city council needs to approve it and have certain, a certain number of meetings. I'm sure it needs to be on the books and have that notification to the public about the budget. It needs to be questioned, and then it can be approved. So the planning happens a lot sooner, so we have to have a little more insight. But we're maybe five months removed, so there isn't hopefully too many changes. It's just making sure to get ahead of those individuals who are those decision makers, to make sure that, hey, this is when we need to start talking about it. This is when we need to start planning for these changes.
Yeah, I was going to dive in a little bit more to, with all of these people who are involved with all of these committees and then sending it out to the public and getting review, how do you really prepare for the unexpected? Because things happen and things come up. How do you, with that strict budget cycle and everyone being involved, still prepare for the unexpected?
Yeah. It's usually working with the organizer or the city administrator is usually the person that I work with. And having some wiggle room in there for our services, for our things. Usually, you know, with the growth between year to year, it's usually we say, you know, 10 to 20% increase. And that's kind of the push in I like to have in the budget. Hey, we have this, this is, and it's what we know about and what we don't know about. We know about expiration dates for equipment that's expiring. We know we can plan for projects for a phone system upgrade. Those things we know about. The things that we don't know about that are hard to predict that you're kind of alluding to is like that service related stuff. I wasn't involved in the account, but at the time, but City of Hudson, they had a big storm come through, and the library that has some equipment and is part of the city and has part of the police department in it, they had a lot of building damage, and they had to replace different equipment, and they had to, you know, pivot. So it's those things that we can't predict for in any business, but there's more things that can go wrong when you have a water department, you know, utilities, a fire department, a police department, and then the city. So there's more things that can happen. So I think it's just preparing and setting the mindset of this is what we expect the cost to be, and then working with the city administrator and making sure they understand that, that they can then explain that to the board to say, you know, this is what we hope it is, but this is why it could change.
Have you ever, or have you ever been involved in those board meetings before? That's just my curiosity. Have you ever had to go to those, or do you really have to prepare that person to be ready with this information to successfully present it?
I haven't been to any of the board meetings yet. I'm always willing and I always offer if, as a third party, we need to come in and we need to explain our position. There's always the due diligence that any company has that, as CIT, we recommend. Look at other services. Check to see what we're doing. Are we comparable with other services? I'm always happy to come in and talk to any individuals and advocate for the services and why CIT is a good solution.
Nice.
I usually only have to do that with the city administrator. But if the city administrator is just like, hey, I need somebody to come in and talk about it, more than happy to. I usually bring in Kyle Etter, our CEO, and say, hey, do you want to come with? You know, I'm always happy to kind of just talk about that and just advocate for CIT.
For sure. Yeah. We're heavy into education, hence our podcast. I'd like to, because I know, you know, we talk a lot about healthcare, we talk about finance and government, all having these heavy compliance. So they have these rules and these regulations that they really need to be following. How do those expectations change the needs or change the strategic planning?
Policy. I have some notes and it's policy, policy, policy. And that's that's hopefully for anyone that has compliance requirements to them. If that's, as you said, banking or healthcare. But it's public policy and people can see what that policy is when they need something. If that is something for, like, the state of Wisconsin has their own state equivalent for a Freedom of Information Act. And so, you know, they're a city entity. So if you want to see the emails for the mayor between, you know, April and May, you can request that information. And there should be a policy based around how that comes in, how that information is gathered, documenting how that information is gathered, and then provided to the person requesting that. And who is doing that? Really just want to make sure that when it's always making sure that chain of custody is there. I'm sure that our GRC team, our governance and regulatory compliance, can expound on it, but this is kind of just always making sure we have that. When it comes to police departments, they have an organizational body, and in the state of Wisconsin, there's different rules than the state of Minnesota. Who can work on their systems and who can do that. So on our side, it's always trying to make sure that we have the individuals who can work on their systems. We know who can and shouldn't, that access. And then also working with the person who is designated, it's a LASO or a local area security officer, that we work with them on their needs. That may change their budget when they have those 12-month, 18-month, depending on when they have the state audits of their system and how they handle the state information. Because they do have criminal records, they have all that, you know, private information. They do get audited by the state, and you have to show that. And as a third party, we provide that information. Some of that information, we don't answer any of the requests or any of the audit information, but it's, hey, how, you know, do we have VLANs? Is our network separated? We can help provide with that, but we, as a third party, we're not that local area security officer, and you probably don't want us to be. The state probably wouldn't be very happy with that. But it's just working with that person, making sure that's built into the budget if we see that audit coming along.
So I asked about, you know, being ready for the unexpected, but also how do you plan for continuing to improve your tech, or new tools come out or new compliance expectations come out? You know, how do you, in the middle of your budget cycle, keep flexibility, if that makes sense?
Yes. I think it's that, you know, that cushion in the budget so people understand how it changes, but also looking at what options are there to either explain your position to say, hey, this is why we're doing this, or building it in. You know, if there is an audit, usually they say, do you have this? Yes or no. And then they come back and say, okay, you said you don't have XYZ. You need to make sure that you get XYZ by, you know, ABC date. And so we can usually build that into the budget then. If that is the case. But I think it's also looking at the recommendations that we bring to the city. If you're replacing a phone system, it's more complex than a single business in one location or having, you know, multiple people being remote, kind of like at CIT. We have Teams phones. It works great. Not always the case for the city.
Yeah.
But looking at doing our due diligence in that solution. And that's just one of those solutions of, okay, is this tool going to work for us in the long run? And looking at the options to say, okay, well, Teams Phone isn't the best, but can we have some sort of solution that people can, you know, access it from other locations? If the city hall has a power outage and the generators aren't working, can they still answer calls? Mm-hmm. What does that kind of solution look like? So I think just really, you know, in that budget process, there's a lot of due diligence that goes in and going, is this every single option that we, you know, we've thought about to solve this problem?
We've talked kind of a wide range of things when it comes to government and their challenges and their needs. And just speaking broadly, what does a tech partner like us or someone else do to help governments? You spoke a little bit about those meetings and then preparing for budgets, but what does that look like when you're game planning with a city or an agency?
Yeah. approach is very similar to a traditional, you know, business. We look at the technology landscape, and that's always where we start. We start what has changed since we last built a budget or last met. And that's in every industry. Hey, you know, this, I always use antivirus versus EDR. It's one of the biggest changes that we've had in that solution is that went from a, you know, you have AV, it's nice, it's good, to you need EDR. If you don't have endpoint detection response for, I need to make sure I don't use abbreviations or acronyms. It went from a nice to see to a must have. Mm-hmm. And that's something that is industry, is not just industry specific, but is technology wide. So that's usually the lens that I start off with, is what's changed in technology since we last met, since we last built a budget. And then also looking at other industries and compliance requirements, that maybe a banking industry or the healthcare industry has, and going, this is something that's coming down the line that we're going to want to start the conversation with. And I know that every recommendation I make isn't going to be taken and, you know, purchased, and that's okay. That's part of my position, is trying to make sure that we mitigate risk and we understand where that business risk is. But awareness of the technology environment and the solution to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So very traditional, but also, you know, you just slowly narrow it down and, okay, is there anything within the audit or in this industry that we need to be aware of?
As we kind of close out today, if there's anything else you want to share, but if I'm a government facility or a government agency that is coming to a meeting, how can I best prepare to make the most out of this strategic session?
I think it's understanding where your technology costs are, what falls under that technology budget. Because if I don't know about something, and I say, hey, we should have, you know, X amount, and there's a $10,000 per year cost on some license that falls under that technology budget, that's going to be hard for me to make proper recommendations. Always use like Salesforce, maybe not appropriate for a city or a government, but Salesforce is a really big cost. You know, Autodesk Fusion, which is a CAD software, that's like $3,000 per user per license for 1 year. So if you have multiple people, obviously, like, if I don't know about that, that takes, you know, a good portion out of it. One of the nice things we have is when we build budgets, I always say, is there anything that you want me to track? CIT may not renew the contract, may not assist with the software at all, but if it's going to affect the budget, I like to keep track of it. I don't want somebody to, you know, my goal is always to be able to present the budget, and it's a comprehensive budget. I don't want them to have to take what I provide and put it into their own spreadsheet and then, you know, mix the numbers around. My hope is that it's a comprehensive budget. So understanding where the spend is that would fall under that, that would affect, you know, may affect my recommendations, or how I approach the recommendations would be great.
That whole picture is so important when you're planning out.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's that technology spend. And then we have some great tools, but also any other, you know, any other assets or anything that may fall under. I think we've talked about it before, but, you know, asset management and understanding what you have in your environment is, you know, step one in making recommendations.
Thanks so much for taking time with us today. Hopefully you'll come on again, and maybe we'll kind of explore some other industries, or if anyone liked this podcast, maybe we'll come back and do a little bit deeper dive into government.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this topic, please let us know. like, subscribe, or reach out to us at info@cit-net.com or head out to our website, cit-net.com/podcast. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode.